The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Tony Granato. Wisconsin is the number 6 seed in the Big Ten tournament and will visit third-seeded Michigan in a quarterfinal series this weekend. Coach, if you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open up the call for questions.
Sure. We're coming off two tough weekends, looking to bounce back and have a good playoff run here. So it's been an up-and-down season for us. I don't think we've played consistent enough to deserve a home ice advantage. That's why we're slotted where we are. But I think we've played some good hockey over the course of the season to give us a little bit of confidence heading into the playoffs. So that's where we're at right now.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star 1. If you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question. And your first question is from the line of Dan Kelly with Big Ten Network.
Morning, Dan. Hello?
Dan Kelly, you may proceed with your question.
Sorry, Coach, I was on mute. Good morning. Just wondering, you know, good morning, sir. As you pointed out, you know, with your recent struggles and inconsistencies, what's the main message you're giving your guys in preparation for this weekend?
Well, basically, fresh start. I think there's a lot of things during the year that have happened to us that hopefully we've learned from to become a better team. It's disappointing that we're coming off the two biggest weekends of the year and coming up empty-handed. So we're fortunate that everybody starts 0-0 on Friday. We're playing a team that has been very consistent all year. I think Michigan's grown and gotten better as the year has gone along. So I got a ton of respect for Michigan. I also think that we've played them 4 times and have had 4 very competitive games, and expect the same thing this weekend. So I think it's a point of the season now where our guys realize that this hasn't gone as well as last year. It's been a year that's been struggles for different reasons at different parts of the season that we're not happy with. But with the playoffs starting now and everybody being at a fresh, clean slate, it's important for us to find a way to be consistent and get our game together for a short period of time here to have a run in the playoffs.
Just a big picture follow-up, as it seems this conference is finally becoming the super power conference that a lot of people anticipated. What do you think of the trademark overall of this conference is in terms of skill? Because the first thing that perhaps jumps out is speed. What are you seeing?
I see the same thing. I mean, I every game that we play, no matter who we play against in our conference, it seems like we're going against the top team in the country. So obviously Notre Dame coming into the league added a ton of that skill and speed and elite play. And then I think all of the other teams got better as the year went on. So I think our conference deserves a ton of respect nationally with the teams that we have in it, the skill of the players that we have in it. And that's why it's been a battle. Every weekend's a battle, I think it's only going to continue to get better. So it should be a great playoff. You look at Michigan State; they've come a long way as well. I think that's done a phenomenal job there. Obviously, Michigan has rebounded, had a phenomenal year there, and really, Ohio State, Penn State, and Minnesota are all the same. So I mean, This is a great conference, and it's fun to be part of. And you realize that every single weekend, if you're not at your best, you're probably going to get beat. And that's kind of what this year has been from a learning experience for our club.
Thanks, Coach.
As a reminder, if you want to ask a question, please press star followed by the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from the line of Mike Morreale with NHL.com.
Hey, Tony. Thanks for doing this. Good. Very good. Thank you. I know you made the NHL rookie team in 88-89 after 4 years of college hockey. I just wanted to get your input on a subject I'm reporting on. So many former college players are having an impact as NHL rookies this year. Like Keller, Besser, Heinen, Connor, Kerfoot, Butcher, McAvoy. I mean, how difficult is it to do what these boys are doing, one? And two, what do you feel is the reason for the success?
Well, one of them for sure is the competition at the collegiate level continues to get better and have to prepare that much better for life in the NHL. And I think that's what our job as coaches, and especially when you coach a program like ours or the teams that are in the Big Ten, is the players that come to our schools all want to move on and play in the NHL. So it's our job to help them get ready for that opportunity. And I think it's just great to see the college players having such a big impact in the NHL. Like I said, I think it's going to continue to grow as far as the numbers of players stepping out and being able to jump right into an NHL lineup and help NHL teams because, again, the competition in our conference and in college hockey continues to get better. So I think that's a great compliment to where college hockey and the state of college hockey is today.
Thanks, Tony. Have good luck this weekend.
Thank you, Mike.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star one.
Coach, thank you very much for your time and best of luck in the tournament.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.